your thoughts on tonight's game here at Solitude?
Disappointing, Andy. You're always disappointed. It's an easy word to say after a result like we got tonight. So I feel for the players. They put a lot into the game tonight. We had a game on Saturday, and I thought we were coming into this game with a little bit, trying to build a little bit of momentum after the result against Warren Point, the away, tough away win that we had at Moranview at the start of the year. So, you know, we made crucial errors tonight that cost us. We've conceded too many goals as a group this year. That's certainly one thing that we need to stamp out. We need to stamp out quickly.
First half we were excellent, played some lovely stuff. You must have been disappointed not to be ahead at that point.
Yeah, again, for some of the little bits of play that we had in the first half, we probably didn't go on and create 3, 4, 5 better chances. We had okay half chances, a couple of shots and a couple of balls across, but again, we knew coming in at half-time that Cliftonville probably would have got a reaction, which they did, because I thought we were, even though the score was level at half-time, I thought we were better than them. And again, second half, they come out and probably scored the second goal, probably against the run of play. But then again, you know, that's a few times this year when we have lost games that we've been ahead in games, and we've found a way to not get something out of the game, which is it's disappointing and slightly worrying.
You looking for a reaction, Dungannon on Saturday?
Yeah, always looking for a reaction. It's again, I know people don't, you know, you can say whatever words that you can think of after the game about being bitterly disappointed, annoyed, frustrated, whatever it is. So yes, we're that. The players are that. They leave Solitude tonight here disappointed, but again, you always get an opportunity again to bounce back, and thankfully we don't have to wait too long.
It's a strange season with strange results all over the place, isn't it? So it's a matter of getting consistency and momentum to go and win the league from here, isn't it?
I think there's a wee bit of disjointment about the whole league, the process, the games, whatever it is. It just seems a wee bit. But again, we need to capitalise on that, because I still believe we're a strong team. I still think we're in and around where we need to be. But again, not leaving here tonight with at least a point's disappointing. I thought, again, we should have had a penalty at 3-2. Stevie Fallon was clever enough, bright enough. He stepped across the Jimmy Harney, I think it was, and he basically bought the penalty. So again, worst case scenario tonight, we certainly shouldn't have lost the game.
All the best for Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.